3, 4.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. In just a few short weeks, kids will be returning to school, and that includes more than 20 million college students moving into dorm rooms all across the country, buying books, and for many, readjusting or introducing themselves to dining hall food options. If dining hall tedium affects you or someone you love, here's some help. Dartmouth graduate Priya Krishna has written a cookbook called Ultimate Dining Hacks, which presents inventive ways to create your own quasi-gourmet meals out of the culinary building blocks found in most college dining halls. Word of Mouth's intern and returning college senior, Molly Donahue, spoke with Priya about the cookbook.
So you have this very helpful Q&A section in the beginning of the book spelling out your qualifications and how to use the cookbook. What exactly are your qualifications?
Aside from being an avid consumer of food, I started this column my freshman year of college where I created meals out of the ingredients found in dining halls and wrote about it each week. And from that, I got hired by my school's dining services to be basically their consultant. And then eventually, they were going to these dining hall conferences across the country, and I was the only person that was driver certified at our college. So I started driving like busfuls of these like old dining administrators to these conferences. And from those conferences, I ended up going and like learning all about what is found in the average dining hall and interviewing dining hall providers, and basically building up the content that eventually led to the book.
The book features these really cute graphics and flowcharts. Do you think the visuals will really speak to college students?
Yeah, I think so. It's kind of like there's flowcharts are almost like create your own adventure. You want pasta. Okay, do you want pasta with sauce? Do you want it without sauce? Do you want it like this kind of sauce or the other kind of sauce? I feel like it very much speaks to college students in an easy and accessible way. I think that the problem with a lot of cookbooks targeted towards college students is that it assumes that college students have two things that they don't, and those are time and resources. And so I think the way it's laid out is very much a, like, take these recipes and adapt them to what you have on hand and what you have available, and most importantly, what you like to eat. And that's why there are no real photographs. It's more graphic-driven, because I don't want people to think that it has to look a very certain way, but rather that they can adapt it to what they like.
I definitely picked up some tips for when I return to a very tight apartment kitchen. So do you think your cookbook would appeal to someone who's long since graduated and moved on from dorm life?
Yeah, definitely. I think this is sad. Maybe it's not, but I use the recipes and tips in my cookbook pretty much the exact same amount, having graduated and living in a small apartment, as I did when I was actually in college, eating at the dining halls every day. So I think that anyone that, even in the summer, you know, it's really annoying to have to turn on an oven or a stove. You don't have to do that. You want to make a full meal in a very short amount of time. You can use these recipes. They're all just kind of like tips and tricks at the end of the day.
Have you always been interested in cooking, or like so many other things, did you discover it in college?
I'd always been interested in food and eating. My mom, her and my dad immigrated here from India in the 80s, and she didn't know how to cook. And so she learned how to cook watching those like the really old school PBS cooking shows. And so when I was growing up, my mom said she would like put my crib in front of the PBS cooking shows, and I would just watch the cooking shows with her. And that's how she learned to cook. And that's kind of how I learned about food. And I would sit and do my homework. This is from like middle school through high school, and sit on the kitchen counter and just watch her cook. I don't know. I kind of concluded that I'm a fine cook, but I'm much better. Like I'd rather, like I really enjoy the challenge of being given really limited resources and creating something extraordinary.
These recipes are really inventive, and there are some classes like a creative chicken pot pie and some new dishes like a loaded sweet potato press or an apple cinnamon grilled cheese, which is on the cover. Mm-hmm. How did you come up with them all?
I kind of draw inspiration from a lot of different sources, but one thing I try to do is take things that are familiar to me and that I really like and invent them in new ways. An example of that is there's a recipe for a peanut butter and jelly ice cream sundae, and I realized that my favorite combination in the world is peanut butter and strawberry jam, so I might as well try and apply that to like everything I possibly can and see where it works best.
The word mash comes up a lot in the cookbook, which I am a big fan of.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think that when you're writing a cookbook of this kind, you have to sort of keep in mind that college students don't really have sophisticated cooking equipment. They have forks, knives, and spoons, and then like a panini press. And so when I was writing out the recipes, I had to be really aware of that.
Did you ever try a food combination that didn't work out?
Yes. There's one famously bad recipe for, I tried to like do a variation on like a, I guess a corn pudding is the best, or like creamed corn. And it was so bad. Just thinking about it kind of makes me a little bit nauseous, but rest assured, I won't be making creamed corn anytime soon.
So if you had to choose, what's your favorite recipe, or which one would you recommend newcomers to try?
Dessert recipes are my favorite. An easy one for newcomers, probably my chocolate chip cookie dough. It's this recipe for chocolate chip cookie dough that has no raw egg in it, so no salmonella, but it tastes exactly like cookie dough.
So finally, do you have any advice to people trying to eat well in college?
Yeah. One of the biggest tips I have is, aside from, you know, I said before about finding flavors you like and apply it in new ways, like don't be limited by the confines of the station. Say you find pesto in the sandwich section, you should put that on your salad and use it as dressing. And at the end of the day, 90% of the time, if you don't like what you are eating, you can melt cheese on it and it will probably taste good.
Priya Krishna there, Dartmouth graduate and author of Ultimate Dining Hall Hacks. If you'd like to find more on the book, including some recipes, go to wordofmouthradio.org.